1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
Claire, a couple of weeks ago, we discussed an article that we shared on our Facebook page about getting the good night's sleep.
Now, yeah, we know you struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of factors come into play with getting a good night's sleep. Mm. And one of the big debates seems to be bedroom temperature, especially in a couple. We have an answer for the exact temperature. It is apparently between 15 degrees and 19 degrees. And this was decided by the one and only Dr. Christopher Winter. Now, he is author of the Sleep Solution. He joins us from the US right now.
Hey,
good
Chris.
Morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, it's good.
Probably good evening for you over there, but thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
My pleasure.
Now, Chris, I have a question for you. What makes you such an expert when it comes to temperatures and sleeping?
Well, I guess what makes me an expert is that sleep's the only thing I know anything about. I've been in the field of sleep and sleep research for 26 years.
Wow.
I got into it before I was legally able to purchase alcohol.
Oh,
maybe
geez.
Before I ever kissed a girl. I'm not sure. I can't remember the last one, but definitely the first one.
That
so,
is incredible.
I'm involved with it for a long time. I've studied it for a long time. So I don't know much about anything else, but things about sleep I do know a little bit about.
What?
And temperature is interesting.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of research that shows that humans sleep optimally in relatively cool environments. And particularly if we're exposed to sort of a warm environment during the day that gradually cools, as if we were all living outside. And as the sun went down and the light goes away and the temperature gets cooler, that's a natural trigger for us to want to sleep.
I find here in Griffith, the temperature rises and at about 4 p.m. is when it's the hottest peak of the day. And then it starts to cool down. So we don't get to sleep till a bit later, I think, because of that. So you're saying that...
That's probably absolutely correct.
Yeah, so you're saying that the temperature really does affect us that much that we just don't sleep till later.
It does, and we pay a lot of attention to light, especially with a lot of technology. We talk about the blue-green light from our phones and computer screens keeping us up because it simulates the sun. But we have the same response to temperature. It's just that we're always indoors and never really experience the natural rises and fallings of temperatures.
Yeah.
Chris, I want to move away from temperature for a moment and talk about napping, because our hours, we're up at about 4:30 every morning. We finish around 2, and then sometimes we try to get home. Claire can somehow manage to nap for like 3 hours
well,
in the afternoon.
Hang on. Chris, let me say, I'm currently pregnant, right? So at the moment, my naps...
congratulations.
Thank you. My naps can go anywhere from 3 to 5 hours.
And then she can still go to sleep at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, which is unbelievable. But what is the trick to napping? Because I can't get it right at all. If I nap for longer than half an hour at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm done till midnight.
So the trick is generally, unless you're pregnant, in which all bets are off. But if you want to take a nap, taking it earlier in the day is usually better than later. It tends to disrupt our sleep less. Trying to do it on a schedule, meaning that your nap time is always going to be, 11:30 to noon. And if you can't get it in that time, you don't do it.
Oh, okay.
And so when you have your baby, that's a good idea for your baby, is to have designated nap time. If the baby doesn't utilize the time, that's fine. You don't give it a different time. It's that time or no time. So you try to get them scheduled. And we're no different. And then trying to keep it relatively short, 20 to 30 minutes maximum or even shorter. And one thing I always tell patients is never judge your nap's success by whether or not you become unconscious, meaning that resting can be just as restorative as sleep.
Huh.
So don't feel like you're a failure if you get in there to take a nap and you can't fall asleep. Just shutting your eyes in the dark with your body in a horizontal position, relaxing, thinking about your favorite celebrity crush or whatever you like to think about. And then 20 minutes later, emerge from your rest. You'll feel much better, even if you don't sleep. So don't worry so much about sleeping. Just concentrate on the rest. If the sleep happens, so be it.
There's so much to it, Chris. I feel like we could talk to you for hours. I'm sure that we can get a few more questions in and maybe speak to you another time. But thanks for joining us this morning. And we do like the sound of your new book too, The Sleep Solution, Why Your Sleep is Broken and How to Fix It.
Make sure you grab that.
I might have to get a copy, mate. TheSleepSolutionBook.com. Dr. Christopher Winter, thanks for joining us this morning,
mate.
Thanks,
Chris.
Hey, my pleasure. Next time, I want my intro music to be the song Sleep by Midnight Oil.
Done.
I love it. Done.
Well localized there, mate. Appreciate it,
Hoots. Okay, that'll be my bumper music. Hey, y'all take care. Sleep well.
Thank you. You too.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.